Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystery, Miracles, and Mysticism. I'm your host, Vanessa, and welcome to the show. So, there's a lot to speak about. That was Kanigvit, Beyond Forever, from Labyrinth of the Moon, a beautiful album by Almin, world-leading mystic and seer. If you want to find out more about this, you can check out www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can click on the store. She's got multiple albums there, actually that do many different things. Her music is made up of black and white light frequency, which brings, you know, does many, many different things again. And she has a phenomenal amount of online courses that will actually leave you changed forever. Beautiful meditations. So if you check out www.spiritualjourneys.com, and you can click on the left-hand side of the screen, and there'll be a lot of things that will open up for you. Okay, so I wanted to share that one with you. It's a beautiful audio from Almin, beautiful piece. So the first thing I wanted to share with you, beautiful listeners, is about activating white magic in the brain. Last week's show, we were talking about the transcendence ceremony, and I had an amazing experience with the transcendence ceremony. It was incredible. We had to merge the God beings into one, like there were 441 God beings, and we had to merge them all into one massive, which turned out to be a massive portal, and the earth went through. And I was so curious to see if it had worked. I felt that it had, but I obviously wanted to get the confirmation from Almin. And so, yes, it has worked, and I will give you an update on that. So, first of all, about activating the white magic in the brain, Almin addressed everyone who had taken part in this beautiful ceremony. And it was a beautiful audio that was given to us that night. We had the privilege to hear it. And so, without further ado, I will give you an update on what she just said. Just, you know, not all of it, but I will. You know, because you can check it out yourself on Spiritual Journeys, and it's really worth checking out. Because you know, if you know anyone who's suffering from depression, she addressed the epidemic of depression and why people have it, where it stems from, things like that. So I'm just going to go and just get this link for you. So she said in the New Year's ceremony. Oh, sorry, after the New Year's ceremony. Excuse me, there's a beautiful YouTube video here. And she has kind of like, you know, lovely arty, like fireworks and stuff like that. And she addressed us and she said, well, she actually looked at the epidemic of depression and she explains how life has indeed provided the means for deep enjoyment, but that the required brain centers have lain dormant through misuse. This has in turn disabled the higher function of the corpus callosum, resulting in a reality of drudgery and inertia, in which the illusion of a static fixed reality obscures the high heart knowing of the fluid nature of space and time. These components come online once we truly claim our magical reality. We have the Broca's region, the planum temporal, and Wernicke's area. These are the three that need to be activated the white magic in your brain. So she addressed, if I can give you like a little brief, she said something about proactive inertia. There was two types of inertia, proactive inertia and passive inertia. And the proactive inertia is part of separation consciousness. And it requires to be fed, as in like to keep the status quo. And it's like rolling a rock up a hill. You have to keep constantly certain pressure, and life is either going forwards or backwards, depending on how well passion can overcome the inertia. Where does passive inertia come from? So that's, you know, this is for maybe more of the masses, maybe. And so you need your passion to drive you forward, you know. And then you have, you know, passive inertia. And where does that come from? It comes from when one loses all egocentricity, becoming one with all things. Results from the deep bliss, and it lures one into inactivity and lack of motivation. If you succumb, consciousness and power drains away. For the masses, drudgery comes from realizing they have to push the rock of life. You know, so that's one way of looking at it, or you can look at it in another way, that it brings inner strength. And Almin uses an example about the plants and how they strive to grow and, you know, reach the sunlight, and, you know, they just know if they don't do it, they're not going to make it. So it's, you know, you can look at it, you know, look at it through the eyes of a poet, your life, and it also, you know, brings inner strength, and it helps you to withstand the wind and the rain, and also any storms that may arise, and also taking personal responsibility for our lives. And I take personal responsibility for my life right now. I'm saying it right now as a proxy for all of life. I take personal responsibility for my life. And all of us have the ability to change our lives from tragic to magic. And these are Almin's words. So, and she also mentions that women who've just given birth find it, you know, quite depressing afterwards. It's a very depressing time afterwards. And I felt this. I went through this as well. It's years ago now, but I went. Very, now I realize that's what it was, but that's what I felt I went through. And it can be quite a depressing time after giving birth to the child. So St. John's Wort tea is amazing. And what else? There's also, you have Sky Stable as well. That's amazing. So these are parts of the things that Amin was mentioning. So she was saying also, once we become more harmless, harmlessness, heightened sympathetic empathy, awakens frequencies and dissolves logical expectations. I love that. I love it so much. I think it's amazing. And I really am delighted with that. You know, harmlessness, heightened sympathetic empathy, awakens frequencies, dissolves logical expectations. And the more we use the magical perspective as well, if we cultivate the magical perspective and our depth of perception, the deeper we probe into our mysteries of ourselves. So it's really an explorable depth of living into ourselves. The more our lives are going to become miraculous and, you know, start using the poetic perspective also, there's more on this, because drudgery is an illusion. And if we shift our perspective, you know, you can use many different types of attitudes also, your life can transform, you know. And I just feel for anyone who's interested, who wants to take a look at this post, you can check out www.spiritualjourney.com. Click on the diary, you'll have to scroll down, because you'll have to scroll back a bit, and you will hear this audio. It's quite an interesting audio. It's a very good audio to have. It's a little gem, you know. So on that note, I'm going to play another audio for us, and it's called Kruagnet Surrender. It is so beautiful. It's like surrender to the infinite, surrender to the unknown, surrender to the unknowable, play and joy of existence. This is from Amin, and it's from her album Labyrinth of the Moon.
Yeah.
And if you've just joined us, this is Mystery, Miracles and Mysticism, and you are welcome to the show. So that was Guru Agnet, Surrender from Amin. It's by Amin, and it's an album called Labyrinth of the Moon. Check it out on spiritualjourneys.com. You can click on the store, and you can see what comes up for you there. It's a very, very beautiful album. I highly recommend it. So, moving on with our beautiful list of things that I want to share with you that Amin has posted, and you know, on Spiritual Journeys. So the next one was from the Transcendence Ceremony that happens on New Year's Eve, and we got confirmation from Amin, and it was, you changed the cosmic template, final Transcendence Ceremony, and there is an absolutely exquisite art piece that has come through, and it is so exquisite. I my heart leaped when I saw it. I was like, ah! And, you know, the exquisite colors, and just, oh, I just love it. And anyway, so she has inverted commas, the final Transcendence Ceremony ripples through cosmic life by changing the cosmic template. This has caught the attention of many races. Let's see what happens, shall we? So this is a note from Amin, and she says, last night, and this is on New Year's Eve night, I became aware that an unusual number of spaceships were streaming into our planetary space. I placed additional shields around the house because I felt watched. Even though I couldn't feel harmful intent, I wanted to preserve privacy. During the night, I studied this closer and was told that the final Transcendence Ceremony rippled through cosmic life by changing the cosmic template. That is massive. So this has caught the attention of many races, and the Earth as an originating point became of interest. This morning, as I was preparing the artwork for your personal prophecies, my computer crashed, something that has never happened to me before. I felt some outside cause was to blame. Star Brother apologized, saying they didn't mean to cause an inconvenience, but they were downloading the art to send to their planet. Incredible. They were trying to fix it. They were trying to fix Amin's computer. But So thank you for your wonderful contribution to the success of this event. What a beautiful message from Amin. And it's so interesting because I would say, I had a very beautiful experience with the Transcendence Ceremony. It was just incredible. And I connected. I didn't really speak with anyone online. I just wanted, I wanted to really focus on the transcendence. I connected with one beautiful sister for a brief moment. And, you know, we mentioned Star Brothers and Sisters, and we were picking up on them. And when I saw Amin's post the following day, but 2nd of January, actually, so it was the day after, and I just thought, wow, how profound is that? And to really learn to trust yourself and your own inner knowing, yet I know nothing. And so because reality is so fluid, and I really have to remind myself of that as well. If I try and get emotionally attached or to anything, that I must realize that, you know, everything is fluid, and the more I let go and surrender to the Divine Mother, the more I can change myself, the more my reality will change also. And so how would you say in Ireland, we say we take everything with a pinch of salt, you know? It's a really old saying, but at the same time, a lot of truth. So, you know, you take everything with a pinch of salt. Yes, I can observe this for the moment. I'm feeling a certain way right now. I'm allowing it to come through, and I can change it. Every day is a new day. And so I would like to mention to you about the personal prophecies that Amin is doing, has been doing since January. And at the moment, she sold out for January. So the current request limit has been reached. And to check back soon, to contact rahir@amin.net. And you will be placed on a waiting list form and will be notified when available. I mean, oh my God. So each month, Amin will create a 3-minute prophecy set to music for a limited number of requests. You will also receive a digital art piece created by her specifically for you for the purpose of activating your intuition. And you ask the question and meditate on it. The more you are able to experience the activation of your art piece, more effortless knowing will guide you. So, you can complete 4 descriptive sentences about yourself and 2 questions you'd like to include in your prophecy. There's examples on this as well. So you just go to the diary, you know, go and see where you order your personal prophecy, or you can contact her here at almeen.net. Just check that. Yeah. Yeah. Here at almeen.net, that's correct. So, hey, he could be put on for the following month, February. You know, who knows? So, and I have to say, her art piece is very exquisite. I feel like there's 2 beings in this art piece, and way more, but I just love the colors. Just really beautiful. Like, it brought my heart a lot of joy when I saw it. Anyway, moving on. I'm moving on because there's been many gifts given on the diary tonight, so I'm so grateful that I'm doing the radio show tonight. It's not my usual night to do it, so I'm very happy about, you know, very happy about that. There was more questions. Transcendence and how to live it, Earth's transcendence. So there's a question asked, what else can we do to support the success of the Earth's transcendence, and how can we avoid the possible future of the Earth becoming more and more radioactive? And Almeen's answer was, resurrected beings produce neutrinos that clear up radioactive pollution. As more and more masters enter this exalted state, the more reduction there is in radioactivity on Earth. We are the solution. Secondly, it is crucial that we believe the validity of the new reality we've created and will continue to create with the tools we're given, rather than yesterday's scientific data. Otherwise, we recreate the old scenarios. It's your choice, but what you focus on. Sorry, it's your choice what you focus on. Keep your eyes above the storm. You are the hope for a new tomorrow. That is, like, really integrate what she's saying, okay? Let's just really integrate what she's saying here. Resurrected beings produce neutrinos that clear up radioactive pollution. I mean, do you know what came into my awareness when I first read this? It was like, you know, dun, 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 I'm superheroes, you know? And I don't mean superhero, but I mean, it's really like something you'd see in the movies years ago, you know, this person has special powers, you know, they can transmute, you know, harmful, you know, radioactive stuff. I mean, you would have been like, oh my, that's incredible. And that is what I'm looking at. It's absolutely incredible. And I have to acknowledge it. It's incredible. It's a miracle. It's amazing. And yes, let's all get there to be a resurrected being. I mean, oh, it's just amazing when you really actually integrate and say, wow, you could actually be cancelling out a lot of radioactivity. I mean, just by your mere presence, you know, it's amazing. And more power to the people who do it. I just think it's incredible. So I acknowledge all of you beautiful beings who are, you know, walking this path and, you know, expressing at the level of awareness that we're all expressing at, and wherever that may be. I just want to acknowledge you and give my love, praise, and gratitude to you. Thank you. Now, moving on, there is more. Yes, I know more. Oh, my God. Anyway, so what to do about lingering ghosts? So there's a new protocol that Almeen brought out called Esclavenet Salvas Pitsa, and it removes ghosts and psychic impressions from the earth, and you can remove it from your house, from land, from places where there's been trauma or death or anything, okay? So it's very interesting. Before this post came out, I ended up the night before doing 2 sessions of Esclavenet Salvas Pitsa. One was automatically as a proxy for earth to remove the Atlantean influences and agendas, and the other one was for to remove the, if there's any lingering ghosts and psychic impressions within myself, within my being, within my home, within the place where I work, within the earth, and as a proxy for all of life. So that was my next. I did them two separate. I just felt to do it that way, and even though they're all one, but I just really felt right, we'll keep this for the Atlantean you know, stuff. So I did it, and then my dream time became extremely vivid, and I've noticed this, that every time I do a Esclavenet, my dream time is extremely vivid, and quite insightful and just incredible. So I recommend it. I recommend anyone who wishes to do Esclavonet, but let's read more about it. Almine's answer about what to do about lingering ghosts. She says, "You must sense that this is a timely question. For a week I have had ghosts asking me not to send them home." And the thing is, I was picking up also on one of the masters that had passed on, I think it's a year ago, maybe. It feels like a millennia ago to me, but it's only a year. And he kept coming into my awareness over and over and over. And I'm very aware that there seems to be old ghosts that seem to want to, maybe, I don't know if the word is communicate, but it seems like my awareness is kind of attuned to it, maybe because I'm obviously observing it in Almine's diary and I'm just seeing the divine synchronicities. But anyway, I'm just observing the threads. So she says, "The problem is that they're too numerous to eliminate entirely, and their feeling of not having a home has affected humanity and also manifested homelessness. We have to do the removal by proxy and then use the Balbapata for the new ones forming daily. To do it by proxy, clear out old patterns, old possessions, old photographs, books that only clutter your life, release them by proxy as that which no longer enhances your life. It seems like the right thing to do, to have put my house up for sale. The medical bills and Jaylene's college coming up in a year made it a wise decision. There was a first offer on the house yesterday and I felt a lot of inner disquiet in case it should go through. I'm not used to inner turmoil and wondered what was going on. Apparently everything in this sacred place had to be let go by me. Every furniture piece and ornament as well as each item represented a soul group of ghosts that I would keep here if I continued to feel attached to it. Letting it go with grace sets wayward souls free." Oh my God, it's so amazing. And I'm very grateful for the post that Almine shares with us. I really am. It's just so, they're so insightful and timely at the same time, you know. And, you know, it's interesting because I removed old photos from people who have left where I work. You know, I keep hearing about them, or you know, they've accidentally sent stuff, you know, to be delivered to where they used to work, and you know, it's like part of them didn't want to move on, and I removed old photos and stuff like that were there because it's just holding on to old things that, you know, they're no longer there. So yeah. It was interesting just seeing it played out. So very, very grateful for that. So moving onwards, because I'm aware of the time I'm here, the Catalyst of Time Maps. Almine describes a recent vision that she had of a powerful wheel called the Catalyst. She says, "I was half awake and half asleep when a strange power wheel appeared in my room and hovered before me. I could see its markings very clearly and a language I hadn't seen before. Behind it was a stack of wheels as I tried to see them clearer. Number 355 appeared next to the wheels. There was the main wheel called the Catalyst and 355 other wheels behind it. Multiple visionary images flashed before me of ancient Egyptian origin and I could see a group of Zongala group teaching a group of priests about time maps. The Catalyst lay on the table before them. I believe that sometime early this year we'll receive very valuable information about time maps. The cosmic time map changes on the 8th of February. I was curious to see if we're going to, because Almine has started doing your personal, I'll just check, I think they're your personal time maps. So if they change on the 8th of February, then I wonder how that's going to work with your personal time map. So, you know, this post was posted on the 7th of January, and I felt it with my son. I felt the shift. I felt everything felt lighter. It wasn't as sunny as the day before, but my son said, "Mom, why do you feel it's lighter? It's foggy and cloudy, and how can you say it's lighter?" And I said, "I just feel it. I feel something is different. Something has shifted, and I feel it inside." And I could feel this inner smile, and I was smiling outside, but I really felt it within. So it was just this beautiful, amazing divine synchronicity, and there was actually a picture of my face that I'd taken out of the same day. God, no. There was a rainbow on my cheek, and I look and I see Amina's posted a rainbow on her diary, and I just feel so grateful. I really do. And I mean, just experiencing the magic within your own reality and your own way of perceiving it is incredible, because you can see how the infinite is everywhere. So the time shift, life feels like it shifted today, feeling more energetic than in a long time. I asked Amin if she could shed any light on this. Amin's answer was, our new personal time map project was completed, and it's as though we shifted into a mature integrated cooperation with infinite intent. I felt the release of the available resources as the last pieces were completed. A big shift, like there's a gap and then there's like a big shift. So we all felt it. Right? That's my feeling. I mean, I definitely felt it. Okay, so this is so amazing. Like some of the posts, I'm just trying to get it all out there so you can hear it. The first time map, Amin has posted on spiritual journeys as Amin's gift of gratitude. The first three personal time maps have been created for the loyal support team, Sergey from Russia, Rohir from Europe, and Jan from USA. She wishes to extend her deepest gratitude for their courage and determination to have kept spiritual journeys doors open, allowing her to maintain a vehicle of communication with her global life family. The personal time maps have raised the following question. In interpreting the lines through the little squares that represent a specific day on time map, on my time map, your instructions on how to read it do not include the following. What if the day square empty? Square is empty, that is, doesn't have a line through it. What if the day square has a line that changes direction, has a 90-degree bend in it, for example? Amin says, if you have a blind square without any line at all, that would be rare indeed. It means that you're going to leave this dimension for another, though you may not be aware of your brief interdimensional travels. Take lots of time to rest on this day, meditate, and be inactive. You may be aware that you feel different, fresher, and more rested, less inclined to engage in the trivial games of man than you did before. An angular direction change in the line means that life could have a dramatic shift. Allow your perspective to remain flexible and explore a new way of looking at things. And the first time ups are myself, Singh. Sorry, I'll read this one. It'll go from the start now. Hang on. I embrace a life of magic. Myself sing the song of wholeness. I harvest abundant resources. What a beautiful gift. Oh, my heart actually leaped when I saw that. And now here's more, and I can't wait to see it because I haven't read it. Time maps are brain maps. The time maps, this is from Jan, the time maps remind me of the brain. They look like brain maps or scans. I'm getting visions of them coming in my inner vision when asleep and awake. Whoa. Amin answers, they are in fact brain maps. If we diligently get rid of old belief systems that determine our actions and keep us locked into obsolete behavior patterns, we would be able to experience new potential and perspectives every year. Destiny is not a static, predetermined set of behaviors we have for life. It is like all things part of the unfolding, moving pattern of life. Every cosmic year, we have the opportunity to birth ourselves anew. The time map is really your destiny map for the coming cosmic year. This is done by redirecting the flow of impulses in the brain and emphasizing new brain areas. Oh my gosh, that's just incredible. I'm still integrating that. Oh my God. Whew. Amin says, your personal time map is the most important tool of guidance for us to express the infinite will that has ever been given to man. Align your destiny. Order your personal time map and learn how to align your destiny with the cosmic time map of infinite intent, a deeply mystical and powerful tool to help you flourish by expressing according to the will of the divine. The personal time map has been called by Amin the most important tool of guidance for us to express the infinite will that has ever been given to man. So I've just read that, but I'm just reading all of it. So you can order those, your personal time up for the cosmic year, February the 8th. This is why I was wondering, with that change. So she's going to start doing them, my feeling is, from February the 8th, 2016 to January the 27th, 2017. Now that would be quite interesting. Never before has a more complete and profound self-guidance system have been available to the world than the ability to have a personal time map. This enables us to maximize the potential and opportunities each day brings. You will have the tools to empower and decipher the flow of your unfolding destiny. A personal mantra for the coming cosmic year will be provided based on Almin's interpretation of the potential your time map indicates, will be available to you during the coming cosmic year. Your personal time map includes your unique time map received by Almin through revelation, the cosmic time map in order for you to interpret which days are your power days, a key to indicate exactly where each day falls on your time map, and 355 daily power wheels to empower each day for the cosmic year, a catalyst wheel to activate the daily power wheels and emphasize its power on that day's corresponding section of your time map. Clear instructions on how to understand what each day offers you in the form of opportunities, and your personal mantra for the cosmic year. You'll be able to order this from the 9th of January 2016, and you can go to virtualjourneys.com, www.virtualjourneys.com, and check it out. There's so much, so many gifts and blessings and new tools coming out. It's incredible. I am going to now say good night because I feel I've been speaking quite a lot. And yes, I will hopefully be back with you. I will be back with you next week and with more updates on who knows what. But I'm definitely going to be here. And I just want to say thank you for listening to the show. I'm always deeply grateful to do it and to be here. So without further ado, I'm going to play the Beck Bav, I'm trying to pronounce this, the Beck Bavara Bishbi. It's a bit of a tricky one, but yeah, they're beautiful. And so this is from the Labyrinth of the Moon. And enjoy your evening. Until next week. Good night.